ho, Kermit the Frog here, and beside me is a telephone. Now, who can describe a telephone? In other words, who can tell me what this telephone looks like? Well, let's look at it together, shall we? Now, first of all, it's black, and it's kind of skinny in the middle, and it has a cord over here on the side, and it has a round base, and in the front, there's a big circle with a lot of little circles on it. Hello, Cookie Monster.
Hi, Frog.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Well, I was asking, who can describe this telephone?
Oh, that easy.
Yeah.
Me can do.
Okay, well, let's see.
Me can do. Me can do.
All right.
Oh, boy. It's black.
Mm-hmm.
But it's skinny up here.
Yeah.
It's got a cordy thing here.
Right.
Got a kind of a roundish kind of base at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, it got the circle in front there with a whole bunch of little circles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious.
No, Cookie Monster. A telephone is not delicious.
Oh, no?
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, it's Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This episode is sponsored by Tombstone. Thanks, Tombstone, for supporting the show. Because of Tombstone, I'm going to be doing some carding pranks today, or at least I'm going to be checking my messages and seeing if any of them pick up. They probably won't, because they never do, but I have a few messages. That Kermit the Frog and Cookie Monster bit on telephones from the beginning, that was submitted by Connor. So thank you, Connor, for sending that to me through email. It seems like I've seen most of the Sesame Street skits on phones by now, but I've never seen that one before. Have you guys heard that Rappy McRapperson's doing a fundraiser for his album? Just in case you haven't heard about this yet, he has more than a day left. He has 35 hours left as of today. Today is Monday, January 12th, 2015, and he has raised almost $600 and, you know, just needs to raise a few more $1,000 till his goal is complete. So if you want to help the great Rappy McRapperson make another album, that fundraiser is still going on for 35 more hours. By the time I release this, it'll probably be over. If you're a member on phonelosers.org, you know, the phonelosers.org/cactus thing, hopefully I didn't break your podcast feeds because I moved the server and I've set it up to mirror everything that's on phonelosers.com on phonelosers.org, because that was confusing people, just not having them both be the same thing. I don't know why, I just haven't been doing that for years. But now, phonelosers.org and phonelosers.com are the same site, so when I say a URL to one of them, it can apply to either of them now. And I don't think I broke anything on the podcast feeds, like on the secret podcast feeds and the high-quality podcast feeds. It still works on my phone, but I may have broken it if you use a different podcast reader, I don't know. Please let me know if anything's broken, though. A guy named Hunter's Pad has set up kind of a big file storage area for PLA. It's located at storagecow.eu, and if you go to that website, you'll see a link in the directory for PLA. You just click on PLA. And everything that's in the 2014 torrent is on his site, so if you don't want to download a big torrent, and if there's just certain things that you want to grab, then this might be the best way to do it. Go to storagecow.eu, and he's got a bunch of directories in there, but there's one called PLA, and it'll probably attach malware to your MP3s and other files. That'd be my guess. That's probably his angle on this whole thing, but anyway, thank you, Hunter's Pad, for setting this up. He says he has plenty of bandwidth to provide people, so feel free to download as much as you want from Hunter Pad's website, storagecow.eu. One last thing before I get started, I have another message in here from, I think he calls himself Brown Magic. I always forget everyone's nicknames, but He says he's the guy that left the carding note on that lady's van, and I said that I painted a mural underneath it. And apparently she's still upset about it. His message here says, she claims I've been vandalizing her car on a nightly basis, and that I've been calling her constantly. I swear I haven't. She is now looking to move to another town to get away from you. So thank you in advance if she does. That's from Brown Magic. So yeah, I hope I made your sister-in-law move away forever. You're welcome. If you're not a Patreon contributor yet, by the way, now would be a good time to start, because I got rid of your sister-in-law. You owe me, goddammit. We're going to start off the show with some cardings. I have 9 messages in my carding voicemail. The most recent 2 are from this guy in the Los Angeles area. He left one yesterday, and then he left one today, about 60 minutes ago. So here's the message from yesterday.
Hey, Roy, how you doing? This is Tamario Jenkins, and I was calling because you left a note on my car saying you dinged my car, and I was just trying to call and touch base with you. If you give me a call back at area code 310, so we can talk. All right, have a good day. Bye.
All right, that's the message from yesterday. Here's the message from today.
Good morning, Roy. How you doing? This is Tamario. You left a note on my car. I'm calling you for about the 3rd, 4th time. If you can give me a call back at area code 310, we can talk about a resolution. All right, have a good day. Bye.
Whoa. That sounded kind of threatening, the way he said resolution to me. All right, so I'm going to give this guy a call. Tamario. Coolest name I've ever heard in my life.
You reached my dad. He is not available. Leave a message.
And of course, he's not going to pick up. Even though I'm calling from my carding voicemail number, he should know it's me as many times as he's called me now. So here goes the 3rd attempt, and then I'm going to give up on this guy.
You reached my dad. He is not available. Leave a message, and he'll call you back. Bye.
Hey, Tamario. It's Roy. I left a note on your car. And I don't know, I'm calling you back the 3rd or 4th time now, and just not picking up. I guess you don't care about your car, so whatever. Whatever. Just enjoy paying for it with your own insurance. God damn it. Maybe I shouldn't have left that message. Now I've ruined it, probably. But I guess the guy in Los Angeles didn't get the memo that we're not doing carding pranks anymore. Not until summer. Because there are several here from the Los Angeles area. Here's another
Hi,
one.
Hi, my name is Arif. And this message for Roy, you could call me, please, at 818. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note in your car.
What is that?
Oh, did you, you left a message for me to call you back? I left a note on your car?
Yes. Yeah, this is regarding the car that you left a note.
Yeah.
On my window. What's going on? What happened?
I just kind of scraped along the side of your car accidentally.
Which part was it?
Which what?
Which part was it? I didn't look at yet.
Why you didn't look at it yet?
No, I didn't. I just checked the note, and my husband actually gonna come and check it. But I checked. It was on a. Was it in a mirror side? On a not the driver's passenger side.
I think it was on the passenger side. I'm not too familiar with cars, but I think it was the passenger side. My broomstick scraped along the side of it.
Was that the bumper or where was it? Your bumper or where? Actually, it was a mirror side. There was something, scratches were there, but it's not essential that, they would do something. Don't worry about it, but don't put that to your stupid car or something, okay? Car is not stupid. Actually, the drivers are not driving properly. But the car wasn't parked in appropriate area, or I don't know why.
Well, I was playing Quidditch with all my friends, and I was flying around on a broomstick, and I was like diving for the snitch, and I don't know. I just kind of lost control, and the backside of my broomstick scraped alongside of your car.
I couldn't see any notices. I even told my husband, even I gave the note to him, and he said it's okay. I told him that I checked it, but maybe he can check proper, but it. I don't think so. It's going to be, I don't think it will be something that we would require, you know?
Yeah.
But, Actually, where was the car parked? Where was it?
Oh, I don't know, because I was flying all over the place on my broomstick, and we were playing like just a game of street Quidditch.
I don't know what is that.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not them, but we are foreigners, like.
Yeah, well, you can still watch Harry Potter. It's translated into a lot of languages. That's no excuse.
I know. I watched it, but not like something that I would remember also
okay.
that part.
Okay. We fly around in the air on broomsticks. Me and my wizard friends.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, we fly around in the air.
Broomstick.
And I was on a new broomstick. I was on my new Firebolt. On my new Firebolt broomstick.
Okay.
Firebolt.
Okay.
2000 or something, I forget. And I was diving for the snitch. I was coming out of the sky, diving for the snitch, and my broomstick just scraped along the side of your car. And I tried to use magic to fix it, but I'm just not very good at that kind of thing.
Was that on a mirror side? The mirror?
Yeah.
Was that close?
No, I think it's on the passenger. I think it's on the passenger side.
Passenger side, which is door, on a door?
Yeah, on the side that has the door.
Middle one? Middle side? Or
yeah, the middle
above
door.
Or the bottom?
The middle door.
There was a middle door, actually the front door, but the middle part.
And then I got mad at your car, and I picked up my broom, and I just started hitting your car with my broomstick. I got angry at your car. I just started whacking your car with my broomstick.
Then what happened?
Then I started cursing at it.
Yeah, okay.
I called it a damn muggle car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I left an angry note and said, your muggle car is stupid.
Okay. So, should I curse you back?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Ready,
I'll do it.
Ready, set.
I didn't hear what did you tell that time, but I'm going to curse it.
Okay.
As I'm going to turn off the... telephone, then I'm going to curse you back. Don't worry, I'll do it.
No,
but
just do it on the phone.
Don't worry.
Just curse me on the phone.
Don't worry. No, don't worry.
I want you to curse me right now.
As stupid as you curse us, okay? Don't worry.
Well, no, just don't hang up. Curse me. Curse me right now.
Okay, I'm not that type of stupid person, you know?
Oh, okay.
But by the way,
like
by the way, it's okay that you informed that too. Okay, good luck to you.
Oh, thanks. You too. Have fun fun cursing me. Okay. I'm going to assume that she's being completely serious, and right now she is turning off her phone and cursing at me, saying all kinds of crazy words, horrible, mean words. Yep, that's what she's doing right now. I'm definitely not satisfied doing the Harry Potter thing on that call, because she had no idea what I was saying. Oh crap, to Mario. He sent me a message back.
Hey, Roy, I see you from your phone tag. Okay, give me a call back. To Mario. All right, well.
I'm the one playing phone tag. He's going to blame it on me, making it sound like an accusation.
Hello.
Hey, to Mario. It's Roy.
Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I seen you, you left a note on the car.
Yeah.
Saying you dinged it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so how would you like to resolve that and handle it?
I don't know. Is it even noticeable? Because it was on the bottom of the car. It was, like, underneath.
Uh-huh. I gotta just look at it. It's really not, and it's not my car. Anyway, it's my wife's car.
Oh.
So,
yeah, you know, yeah. I was underneath your car. I was doing some work on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, my I was using a ratchet, and my ratchet kind of it got stuck. It kind of stripped a bolt, so I can't really turn the bolt anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think it was your car's fault, because I don't know, the bolt was already pretty worn down.
Okay, well, I'm going to have her give you a call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, wait, why? Like, I don't know. You want me... What? What the hell? I'm thinking he wasn't buying that. All right, whatever. I don't care. Cardings are over. None of this matters.
Hi, Roy. This is Heather. I was calling in regards to my car that you dinged. I would appreciate if you give me a call back to exchange insurance information at 919. Thank you.
Okay, that one was from 2 days ago. That's North Carolina.
Hello?
Hi, Heather. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Okay, I guess you need your insurance information and stuff.
Well, I don't have insurance. Did you even see did you see the ding, though? It didn't seem that noticeable.
Yeah.
The one underneath?
There was guff and just hanging on there.
Yeah.
On the rear bumper.
Oh, no, it was in the, more like the muffler underneath the car. I was underneath your car, I was doing some work on it, and, you know, my ratchet, it just kind of, it scraped up the muffler. Because I was trying to loosen a bolt or nut or whatever they're called.
On that car?
Yeah, I was underneath. I was trying to, I was working on some things.
On my Camaro?
Yeah. I was doing some soldering.
Why are you messing with it?
I was doing some soldering and tightening up a few things, replaced one of the belts.
Why were you doing that while I was at work, while my daughter was at work?
I don't know. I'm just kind of weird and OCD, and I don't know. I'm... When I see something broke, I just want to fix it, you know? But, yeah, it's just the ratchet. It scraped along the muffler. But you can't even see it because it's underneath the car. It's not a big deal, right?
What was the note about parking like a jackass about?
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of a blunt person. I was just pointing out that you parked like a jackass.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't really the reason, you know, that it happened. I was just underneath your car. And just scraped up the muffler a bit. So,
I'm finding that hard to believe.
What part?
Working on the car that's not yours, that belongs to somebody else in the Food Lion parking lot.
I don't know.
My stepdad works there as well.
That's what happened. I'm just telling the truth.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, I just, you know, I left a note on the Camaro because I kind of just dinged the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'm very well aware of the note.
Okay. Well, why'd you ask for? It was a dumb question then,
well,
really.
Well, you're saying you hit it. Excuse me?
I said it was kind of a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question. Well, all right, well, first of all.
Well, I answered the question. You're like,
somebody
I know what you're talking about.
All right, if you'll let me talk for a minute.
Yeah, sure.
I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Now, you left
go ahead
the car
and talk.
Note on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Saying you dinged the car. The scuff mark was not there until after you left the note there.
I don't know about that, because I don't think I left that scuff mark. I left the one underneath the car. I was underneath the car doing some work. I was replacing in the timing belt.
So how did you hit her car with the ratchet?
Because I was loosening up this bolt nut thing. I don't know what they're called, really.
Well, if you're replacing your timing chain, that's in front of the car. That's in front of the engine.
Yeah.
So why would you even be anywhere near the back of her car?
Because after I worked on the engine for a bit from underneath, I moved to the back of the car, and I was just soldering some stuff together, and I put some duct tape on a hole in the pipe thing. Just improving everything overall.
You're improving your timing chain with duct tape.
No,
right,
no, I'm no, a, that's a, stupid. A, no, there was a hole in the muffler, and I'm not going to buy you a whole new muffler. So I just put some duct tape around the, you know, the pipe that goes to the muffler. So you'll get better mileage and stuff.
You put duct tape on your muffler.
On your muffler.
On her muffler?
Yeah, I was underneath the car doing work. That's what I'm saying.
Did she ask you to work on her car?
No, I explained all this to her already. I'm just a little OCD. And
well, explain it to me.
Okay.
I'd like
settle
to know. Explain to me why you were working on her car.
I was just walking by, and I noticed that it needed some work, and I got underneath. I had my toolbox with me, and I just started doing the work on it.
You just happened to walk by a car and say it needed some work done to it.
Yeah, pretty much. I just, you know, when I see something broke, I like to fix it. That's just the kind of person I am.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay. What?
You see that red Camaro in the parking lot? Don't go near it.
Okay. Well, I don't need to anymore.
Look. You said what you had to say. Now I'm going to tell you something. Okay? Don't go near that red Camaro again.
Well, I walk by it every day.
Why do you walk by it?
Well, why not? What's wrong? It's in a public place.
There?
Yeah, yeah. I get the carts and stuff.
You get the carts.
Yeah, yeah. That's my job. I get the carts from the parking lot. But it was a slow day the other day, so I just decided to help out. I would think you'd appreciate it. You haven't even said thank you yet.
No, sir. I don't think so. I mean, after the notes that you left on our car, that kind of offended me. And I'm going to tell you something else. I do know how to work on cars a little bit, and I have never used duct tape to put on a muffler. Never.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't buy you a brand new muffler. Maybe you shouldn't complain about, you know, the free work that I did on your car and didn't charge you for it.
Dude, you didn't work on my car. You didn't charge me nothing because I didn't ask you to do nothing.
Why don't you just be happy
Nobody
that I helped?
Nobody asked you to do that.
Just be happy.
What do you mean be happy? Dude, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm a
Is
little
there
OCD.
Wrong with you?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe I like to just help people out without them asking. But most people appreciate it. I changed.
Can you say you work at that?
Huh?
What place? What's your place of employment?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. I don't need you coming over here. I changed your oil, by the way. I think you'd appreciate that at least.
You changed your oil?
Yeah, I changed the oil for free.
All right, dude. All right.
You're welcome.
Look, no, don't. I am not going to accept your thanks. I'm not going to thank you for anything you did.
Well, you're just a shitty person then. You're just a shitty person.
I'm a shitty person. Let me tell you something. Dude,
hey, tell that lady to shut the fuck up. Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up.
Whoa, hold on, man. Don't tell her to shut the fuck up, dude.
I know. I'm asking you to tell her to shut the fuck up.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you.
Tell her men are talking.
I'm gonna tell you something, Officer World. Officer World will be in touch with you, dude.
Officer who?
I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Is that a made up name?
No, it's not a made up name, dude.
It sounds like it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to the sheriff's department right now.
All right, leave your wife at home so she doesn't try and interrupt while you're talking to the sheriff. Because, oh my God, she's irritating.
You don't tell her what to do. I'm going to tell you something. Don't you disrespect her. I will come.
Oh my God, tell her to shut the fuck up. You can't even yell at me properly because she won't shut the fuck up.
Dude.
I mean, really, she's so annoying.
Right, if you want to be this way, you want to be a smart ass, we'll play the smart ass game, okay?
Okay, you start.
That motherfucker is pissing me the fuck off.
Oh, no. Wow, I kind of want to call him back.
The mailbox belonging to 9196.
Oh, well, okay. Let's just delete that one, I guess. Be finished with it. All right, three messages left. Here's the next one.
Hi, Roy. This is Dan. I'm really sorry if we yelled at you back on the 30th of December. And I hope that you had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope that the New Year is going well for you so far. I'm not quite sure what the message that you left me is all about, but if you can call me back, I'd appreciate it. My phone number is 41. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so last week when I was doing a show, and I did some car dings, and a lot of them, you know, they just didn't pick up, and some of them I left messages for. Apparently weird, crazy messages that confused that person. I don't remember what I left for him. But I do have one other message that's kind of like that as well. And I remember this one. I called him up and yelled at him for not answering. It's one of the guys that hadn't ever picked up and had been like 2 or 3 weeks. But he left me a message back, and it's this one.
Yeah, Roy, you don't got to call me back. It's Kyle, man. It was a little creepy message, man. Listen, good luck finding a woman. Have a great new year. Good luck. Alright? Hopefully things turn around for you. Later.
Yeah, that one, I remember what I left for him now. I told him that I was just leaving notes on cars to meet women. And since he wasn't a woman, I wasn't interested in fixing his car that I dinged. So he took that well, so that's nice.
Oh, hi, Roy. This is Mary Johnson, and I think you can kind of call me. You can give me a call anytime. 503. Thank you so much.
This is the last one. I remember this lady, Mary. I can't remember if I ever... I guess I never got a hold of her. I remember trying a lot of times, though. She's probably not going to pick up.
Hi, you've reached Mary Johnson.
I'm just going to delete this one. I know I've called this lady a lot of times, and she never would pick up. And she's still not picking up. But that's it for the car dings. Car dings are finished. Completely finished. Don't leave car ding notes on cars anymore. Because I'm going to stop checking this voicemail for a few months. I think I'm going to wait until summertime. And this summer, we'll do the whole car ding thing again. And that's going to be our new routine. Every summer and every Christmas, we're going to leave car ding notes. It's a great idea. But for now, until summer, please don't leave any more notes. And of course, thank you for everyone who's left notes for me. It's been a lot of fun, but it's time to just kind of move on to other things for a little while. Like this prank request, for example. Here's a request from John. He wants me to prank his mother, who is 80 years old. Her husband Jack has dementia, and he cheated on her a long time ago. This sounds like a hilarious prank call already. I don't know, what should I do? Rip up her mail?
Hello?
Hello, Faye?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you over on Woodstream.
Can you talk up a little bit? I got my hearing aid out.
Oh, sure. I live on Woodstream. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
And we've got a bunch of your mail here. They keep sending us your mail.
Oh, okay. Where are you at?
I'm over on Woodstream, just around the corner.
You want me to come get it, or do you want to drop it by?
Oh, well, I could. It's just, like, there's, besides all this mail, there's a big crate out here. It's a crate. It's, like, maybe 8 foot tall, and it's got a live animal inside, and it's yours also.
It's what?
It's yours also. It's a crate, and there's some kind of a live animal inside.
What is your address?
I'm over on Woodstream, just around the corner in the brown house.
You're on Woodstream?
Yep.
And what's your address?
5539.
Okay, do I cross over McClay?
Sure, if you want to. If you want to go that way. I mean, I wouldn't take that way, personally. I'd go the...
Well, can you drop it by my house?
Well, it's a big crate. It's like a really large crate, and there's a live animal inside.
Is this a joke or what?
No, of course not. I wasn't, you know, we've been receiving your mail for a while now, and now we have this big crate.
And you're on Woodstream 5539?
Oh, yeah, close enough. So...
Well, I'm on Elkhart.
Yeah, I know. It's got your address on all these letters, but for some reason they send them to our house.
And we're on Elkhart. Do I cross over?
Well, are
which
you
stream?
Are you coming on a bike, or are you gonna walk?
I'm gonna drive.
Cause you could cut through some back lawns and it'd be faster.
Pardon me?
You could cut through some lawns and it would be faster.
Well, I don't cut through lawns.
But it would be faster. It'd be stupid not to cut through lawns. Why don't you just cut through some lawns?
I think this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Why would you say it's a joke?
What is your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I've lived here for 10 years now.
And spell your last name?
Gerbil.
Gerbil?
Yup.
And you're 5539 Woodstream.
Yes. I could just open the crate for you and just maybe I could walk the animal to your house.
You mean you want to walk the animal to my house?
Yeah. What kind of animal's in this crate?
I don't know. I never ordered an animal.
Well, it's a really big animal. It's the crate's 8 feet tall and it's growling.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I think you are, it's a joke. You're playing on me.
No, why would you say this is a joke? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I never ordered a live animal. Now, if you got any mail.
I put the mail in the crate with the animal.
You can put the mail in my mailbox.
Well, I put the mail.
Or you should have sent it back.
Oh, don't be a smartass, lady. No, I put the mail into the crate with the animal. There was like a little hole, and I just put all the mail into the crate. So I wouldn't lose it.
What kind of animal is that?
I don't know. I can't see in there. I just know it's really loud, and it keeps banging up against the side, and it growls a lot. It, It doesn't, I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to come down there because I think you, there's something strange about this.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do with this animal? Should I feed it?
Should you feed it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because I don't own an animal. I love animals, but I didn't order an animal.
Well, this one's really big. It's like stomping around. It's like shakes the ground when it stomps. Could you just come over and...
Well, I tell you what you do.
What?
You bring an animal and set it with my mail and set it in the middle of my driveway.
But I don't know how to get this crate over there. It's a really heavy crate. Like, it's too heavy to pick up. You can't tell me what kind of animal this is?
I'll call the post office tomorrow.
Well, what do I do with this animal for the rest of the night?
When did you get the animal?
3 weeks ago.
Why are you waiting just now to call?
I don't know. I'm lazy. I've been busy. I work a lot.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You bring it and set it in the middle of my driveway.
I already told you I can't. It's too heavy.
Well, then you send it back to where it come from.
How am I going to do that? I can't drive it to the post office.
You can go up to the post office and tell them...
No way. It's your job. It's not my job. What's your problem, lady?
Don't be rude.
Oh, I'm being rude. You're the one telling me that I have to do your work.
No. If you've had that for 3 weeks...
I'm surprised it's still alive, honestly. Whatever it is in there. But he's still pretty active. I mean, he just keeps slamming up against the wall, trying to get out.
Well, you know something? I've got a lot of phone calls in my life, and I'm 80 years old. And I have never got one like this. And I will go and talk to my husband about this. And I will probably call the police.
The police? Why?
Well, because I don't like phone calls like this. And a fake address.
I should be the one calling the police because you won't even come and get this animal. And it's your job. It's your responsibility.
Well, why don't you do that?
Well, maybe I will.
Why don't you call the police and give them an animal and they can bring it to me?
That's not the police's job. I don't know why you can't just do your own work, you know? Quit trying to get everyone else to do everything for you.
I'm on a walker and I can't.
That's
okay?
No excuse. That's no excuse at all. And, you know, I threw your mail inside the crate. I hope the animal ate it all. I hope he ate your mail. I hope it was important.
Well, you're not very nice.
Well, you're the one that's not very nice. You're like starving this poor animal.
If you did that, I'm still going to call the police.
For what? I was just trying to keep. I was trying to keep all your mail together.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you tonight.
What are you going to do? Are you going to pray for me, or are you going to call the police?
I'm going to do both.
Why would you call the police on me? Just because I'm being a nice neighbor and telling you to come and pick up
your stupid mail.
You're
not a nice neighbor. You're not even a neighbor.
I am, too. I live just around the corner. In the brown house.
Huh?
I live in the brown house.
Around what corner?
Over on Woodstream. It's just
around
like...
Around a corner from what?
From Ed's house. It's just down the block
from...
From Ed's house. It's just down the block for you. If especially if you cut through some yards.
I don't cut through yards, sir.
You should, because it'd be faster.
Well, I tell you what. I will probably call the police and give them this address and see what they can do.
That's just dumb.
So if you want to bring that and set it in my driveway...
I can't, you dumb old bat.
I'll give you 20 minutes.
I thought you were going to say $20. I think you should give me $20 if I'm going to bring this big crate to your house.
God bless you, sir. God bless you,
you owe
so
me,
much.
You owe
God
me $20,
you.
Lady. You owe me $20. What did she mean, fake address? That was a real address, I think. According to Google Maps. Let's do the voicemail thing. Let's get that out of the way. I'll just play like 3 or 4,
Hi,
I promise.
Brad, it's
hey, Gloria.
I had a question. You know that prank call you did when you asked you told that guy you were going to have an antenna that's going to make ghosts appear.
I
did. Did you get that from a Doctor Who episode?
I did not.
You know, the one with David Tennant, how, like, he has to stop Torchwood because they're making ghosts appear with an antenna? I don't know. I think you watched Doctor Who. By the way, are you going to any Comic-Cons? Because that'd be kind of cool. Thanks. Bye.
I go to the Rose City Comic-Con, and that's a big piece of crap. That's about it, though. My big thing is PAX in Seattle. I almost always go to PAX, but I missed last year because I didn't know they were selling tickets yet, and of course they sold out within an hour or whatever it was. About Doctor Who, though. No, I don't know where I came up with the antenna idea. I know I did that in another call where I said I was putting something in their yard to detect ghosts. I think I just came up with that myself. Ah, Chad is beeping at me. That's technical support for my new server. My new server is not holding up too well, and I've been chatting with them while I do the show. I've been chatting with them for 2 hours and 15 minutes now. But most of it is just them putting me on hold while they look at things. I think they're probably really chatting with other people while they put me on hold. But no, not a Doctor Who idea. I have only seen a couple of the David Tennant episodes. The only Doctor Who I've really seen is Matt Smith. I've seen every episode with him in it. And I've seen 3 or 4 episodes with the new Doctor. I'm not sure if I like him yet or not. I need to start watching those again. But anyway, yeah, I think David Tennant stole the idea from me. Should file a lawsuit against that guy.
Hey, Brad. I downloaded the PLA Media Pack for 2014.
Yay.
And there's a whole load of songs from Red Box and the Chili Peppers, but Free Water isn't one of them, and that's my favorite song.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to be taking this as a personal insult, and I'm never listening again.
Crap.
But I will see the torrent.
Thanks. Sorry. Yeah, I know there's plenty of things in the torrent that I've just forgotten to throw in there, and I guess Free Water is one of those things. But the good news is that, you know, that's a free download anyway. You just go to notla.com/music. I'm pretty sure it's on there, and just download Free Water for free. And I think I made it free on the Bandcamp also, so you can just add it to your torrent manually. But I'm finding Free Water right now for you in my computer, and I'm going to drop it into the directory, so it'll definitely be in the 2015 torrent. I won't forget next year.
Brad, dear Brad, it's Mr. Smorgan.
Hi, Mr. Smorgan. I think all voicemails should start out with Dear Brad.
I must say, I'm pretty disappointed with you. That's actually an understatement. Uh-huh. I've left a total of 3 voicemails over the course of the last 2 months, and you have chosen to play absolutely 0 of them.
What?
I also haven't sponsored a show, even though my Patreon payments have gone through every month.
What?
You know, just as they were supposed to.
Okay, all right. Thing number one, I have not received any voicemails from you, because I definitely would have played them. So I'm confused about that. I don't know why I wouldn't be playing your voicemails, but I would definitely play your voicemails. Are you sure you called the right number? I do get voicemails sometimes that are like a minute or 2 minutes of just silence, and I wonder if those are messages people left, but they didn't have their Skype microphone setting correct. I'm trying to figure out a way to blame you for this. Maybe someone's hacking my voicemail. That's got to be it.
But I'm trying not to take it personally, yet here I am, awake, unable to sleep at 3:55 a.m. because I can't stop thinking about this. So hopefully you'll make amends. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. And I'll have to withdraw my Patreon support.
No.
Okay, well, I love you, Brad. Bye.
I should just not play this voicemail, just to screw with her. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, Mr. Smorgan, I don't know what's going on. I swear, I play all the voicemails, almost all the voicemails. And I'm sure I would have played yours if they'd shown up in my voicemail box. And about you not being a sponsor of the show, I know that's kind of my fault, I guess. I don't know what to do about that. The problem is I have too much support now. Like, a bunch of people are supporting the show, and I can't fit everyone in. I don't know what to do about it. Seriously, I, like, have no idea what to do about this. I have this giant list of, you know, this show is sponsored by, and I have this big list of everyone, you know, kind of in order that are supposed to be the sponsors, and you're in the list several times for each month. I'm looking at it right now. You're there for November, you're there for December. I just haven't read November yet. Anyone? I haven't read anyone from December yet. I'm just now finishing up October, so I don't know what to do about that. I hate to double up on the sponsors. You know, like when Adopt-A-Median did that, and, you know, they would double up on the sponsors, and they would pair up businesses with the local white power movement. Nobody wants that. I don't want to double up sponsors. I think really the only way to fix this is just to start doing a show every single day of the week. Saturdays and Sundays included. That'll take care of my problem for sure. Other people have brought this up to me as well, though. You know, like, I'm not making people sponsors, even though they're supposed to be sponsors, and crap. What do I do? Today is sponsored by Tombstone, and he's a Canadian, even though he's on the other side of Canada from you. At least it's a Canadian sponsoring today. That's almost like you're a sponsor.
Hi, Brad. I had a question regarding the rules of phonenews.org/rules and revenge. First of all, do you believe in revenge? And if you do,
what?
Do you believe that it is sometimes okay to break the don't cause damage rule in the name of revenge? Thanks.
You can do what you want. I really honestly don't care. I just wrote those rules there as a guideline to help people not get arrested. So if you're going to do damage calls and get yourself arrested, that's your own problem. And do I believe in revenge? Sure, why not? It's fun. But it's also a good way to get yourself arrested if you're just going to bother the same person over and over and over for long periods of time. If any of you don't know what we're talking about, it's phonelosers.org/rules. That's where you can find the rules of prank calling that are 100% guaranteed to keep you out of legal troubles when making prank phone calls. I think that's enough voicemails for today. Let's get back to a request or two before I quit. Here's a submission from an anonymous person. He says, "Hey, Arby, I got a list of numbers for you of blank music sign out. Don't go too hard, I work there." And what he sent me is two images of sheets of paper that people have signed their names and phone numbers to. And I think he just assumes that I know what this... I don't know what it is. It's a company, maybe? I don't want to say it because he works there and I don't want him to get in trouble. But it's a four-letter acronym. And it's a music folder sign-out sheet. And on the sheet is just a list with a name, a phone number, a date, and an instrument. You know, like, and it's, people are signing out, I don't know, violin, cello, bass, but it says it's a music folder sign-out sheet. So are they actually checking out instruments, or are they checking out folders full of sheet music? I don't know. I guess I could just call the first person on the list and ask them. Maybe I'll do that. I googled this acronym, and it did say something about an orchestra or symphony or something, but I don't know what this is. It didn't make sense, whatever it was. But here, I'm going to call the first one on the list and just say, what the hell is this?
Hello?
Hello, Gallia?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Gary from the music place. You signed out a folder.
Oh. Hi, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't received that back yet. Are you going to bring that back?
Sorry, what haven't you received back?
The music that you signed out. The violin stuff.
Oh. I don't have it.
Oh, what'd you do with it? Did you lose it?
No, I thought I put it back in the bin. Or maybe my stand partner had taken it?
Maybe. So, did you check out music, or did you check out a whole instrument?
Just music. I have my own instrument.
Okay, alright, well, hey, don't be all smug about it.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we never received it back, and you're abusing the system, and I think we're just going to have to ask you to stay away.
Oh, okay.
Also, we're going to have to call your parents, and we're going to have to publish your name in the newspaper.
This is for what?
Yeah, that's the one. And you didn't return your music.
I'm going to go check my house. I'm positive that I have returned the music. Is this from the last concert?
Yeah, and...
Okay, because I did return my music. I did return it to the bin. I will check today, and I will call you back.
We're going to put your picture on the wall and say, do not let this girl have music, because she's a deadbeat.
It's
going to say, that's going to be in bold font, deadbeat.
Hold on.
Okay.
I returned the music. I know I did. Maybe my stand partner had taken it.
Oh, don't blame your stand partner. Come on.
Wait, why are you... I don't understand.
Wait, who's your stand partner?
I don't know. I have a different stand partner every time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just kidding. Actually, we have your music right here. So I'm just, I'm going to cross your name off the list. We have your music right here. I was just kidding around.
You were kidding?
Yeah, just kidding. Teehee.
Yeah. Who is it?
No, everything's fine. We have your music.
Okay.
Everything's cool, man.
Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Roy. I'm sorry. I'm just a bit drunk this morning. And, yeah, I thought it'd be funny to say we didn't have your music, but really we did. Get it? So everything's cool. It's fine. You don't, oh, she's gone. All right. So, okay, they're checking out music. And she told me what the thing is, the acronym, which I'm going to have to edit out so I don't get the submitter of this in trouble. She did not seem to appreciate my joke. So this is a very old submission. It's from November 18th, and it looks like the sheet is even older because it has the date out, and it says September 29th, October 2nd, stuff like that. It's mostly October dates on this first sheet. So let's call the next one. What can I say to these people, though? I don't know. I don't know why I'm asking, because I'm not in the chat room. The next person's name, I think, is Kim. She has horrible handwriting. This is just a photograph of a sign-in sheet, by the way. So I have to load it up into PaintShop Pro so I can make notes on it.
Hello?
Hello, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm calling from... You signed out some music from us for your violin. You don't remember?
Sorry, I'm totally confused. I did what now?
Oh, didn't you sign out some music, some sheet music from us?
Sign out some sheet music from us? No.
Yeah, back in September.
No, isn't I don't even know who you are.
The orchestra symphony thing.
From well, which symphony?
Well, how many are you in? Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm trying to find out who you are I have no idea who you are.
I'm Roy from Music Folder Sign Out Sheet.
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Were you high when you signed up for it?
Excuse me?
It sounds like you must have been high or drunk or something, or just dumb.
Okay.
I have your name right here. It's got your... All right, I guess she's just such a busy person, she doesn't remember being in a symphony or whatever. Okay, I've gone back to that first call now, and I've written down what the first girl told me that I am. That the name of my business, or whatever it is. So now I can say that instead of the acronym. You guys probably didn't know I was saying an acronym still, since I'm probably going to bleep it out. This next person is named Dog. I swear it says Dog. Maybe it means Doug. Maybe it's Dag. Horrible handwriting, whoever you are. You should be ashamed of your handwriting.
Hello?
Hello, is this Doug?
Yep.
Hey, this is Roy from the... And,
hi.
Hi, you checked out some music from us?
I did?
A while back.
For the last concert?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And we just looked at the music that you turned back in, and... I don't know, it seems like every time you turn in sheet music, like the sheet music, it smells like marijuana really bad, and it's all stained up with marijuana. It's like you, are you rolling joints on the music that you check out?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
Well, then how's this happening? Is somebody else taking it from you and using it to you know, chop up their weed on or something?
No.
Well, it's not funny. Like, you know, other people check this out, too, and then it smells like weed, and they complain to us.
Yeah, well, I never did that.
Well, who else would? It's definitely yours when you brought it back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? It doesn't even belong to you. Can't you just use a sheet of notebook?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't do it. I haven't done it. So you're asking me if I have done it? I said no. And now you're assuming that I did do it.
No, I'm not assuming. We have evidence. We have hard evidence and proof. And why can't you just use a sheet of paper from your own house?
I don't. I don't do it either way. I don't use the music. I don't use a sheet.
What do you use to chop up your weed on?
I'm not going to discuss any of that stuff with you, of course.
Oh, so obviously you do smoke marijuana. So So you've admitted one part of it.
If I do or if I don't, it's none of your business. What do you do, you know?
It is our business. I sell sheet music and instruments and shit. I don't smoke marijuana like you. I'm not a pothead like you are.
I'm gonna hang up now.
Motherfucker.
Goodbye.
God damn it. Shit. He started out thinking it was amusing. Doug plays the bass, by the way, if you're interested in knowing that. That's what he plays. This next one is Audra, I think is her name. And she plays Horn 1. What does that mean? Horn? Horn 1. I guess I don't know enough about music to understand why it just says horn. What is a horn? Like a car horn?
Hello?
Hey, Audra.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I work over at the...
Yeah.
And you checked out some music from us?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, you're on the sign-out sheet. You checked out music for Horn 1.
For what piece?
Ah, hell if I know. I forget, actually. I don't have it here with me. You don't remember?
Oh, checking out, okay. How long ago would that have been?
Oh, back in October.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably Horn 1 of Beethoven 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
And that music should be back in the library. I never took anything home with me. Are you missing the Beethoven 1 of Beethoven 7?
Oh, well, you checked...
Horn 1 of Beethoven 7?
You checked it out, though, right? Because it's got your name and phone number in here.
Right, that was like a sign-out sheet at a rehearsal. So I showed up to the first rehearsal, and I was thinking about taking it home, but I never ended up taking it home. So I was using it during the concerts and all that stuff. So it should be in the folder, because
I
read it for the...
No, it's here and everything. It's just it's like you folded it into origami shapes. It's a mess, because I don't know. Like, is that like a piece that doesn't require a lot of playing, and you're just bored and sitting there folding it into origami shapes?
I have honestly no idea. I never would fold music into origami shapes. I'm a freelancing musician. I don't have any... I mean, I would know better than to do that. I would love to come by and see what you're talking about. I'm not in that right now, but I will be on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'll show you.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to fold it back into the thing that you have. Maybe you can help me and figure out what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
I'm
so sorry. I'm at a loss of why that would be that way.
Also, it smells suspiciously like weed. Like, you know, the paper itself.
Are you joking? Who is this?
My name's Roy. No, I'm not kidding at all. We're just trying to figure out what was... I don't know, just were you high that day?
I am having a hard time believing that this is really somebody asking a question. I don't smoke weed at all. Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. Maybe someone borrowed it from you and during practice or whatever, and
oh my god, I have honestly no idea.
Okay. Also, someone wrote on the sheet music, like, they wrote Beethoven's a fag. And
oh my god.
I compared the handwriting where it says Beethoven's a fag, and it looks just like your handwriting on the sign-out sheet. Because I can see where you disguised how you write your A's. I took a course from Richard Cardo on how to analyze handwriting samples, and we're on to you, Missy.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm in total shock.
It's
I have no idea.
No, it's all right. It's okay. Maybe like we can just ban you from bringing pins in when you play.
Well, I don't bring pens anyway, so that wouldn't be much of a punishment.
Okay. Yeah, and you could still do the origami thing.
And what is your last name?
Gerbel. G-H.
Okay.
Yeah, Gerbel.
And have you been at all the rehearsals?
No, I'm not into that. I'm not into that kind of music.
So you're just part of... What do you work for?
But
you're not into that kind of music?
No, I only listen to hip-hop. I have
you,
personally, I hate...
You have got to be trolling me. Who is this?
I hate classical. It sounds like garbage. But I would never say that Beethoven's a fag. That's just inappropriate. Like you would.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess if you want to come by and look at this origami, that'd be great.
I won't be back in until Saturday, though.
All right. So. Can't you just drop everything and come there earlier? Come here earlier?
I'm sorry. I'm in San Francisco right now.
Oh, this is bullshit. Okay, all right. Well, I just needed to call...
And what was your name again?
Roy Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the...
And you're with
the... Yeah. I'm the one with the cornrows. If you can, you know, if you come in, that's how you spot me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, so, cool.
I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
Bye. Have a nice day. She was giggling a lot. It made me laugh. Next. This is a fun list, even though I have no idea what to say to these people about sheet music. I wish they were actually checking out instruments. I could say so much more about an instrument. I could say we found bomb residue on the instrument or something. Oh, I could say bomb residue on the sheet music, couldn't I? Yeah, that's always a good idea. Okay, now we're moving on to sheet number 2. You know, there are 2 pages of the sign-out sheet. The first one was really easy to read. The second one is completely full, so he took a further back picture of it, and it's hard to read the numbers and stuff. In fact, the first 4, I can't even do them because they look so bad. So maybe we'll get through this one fairly quickly. Here is a female who plays, I have no idea what, possibly a violin or a viola.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from...
From which?
The symphony. You checked out some sheet music from us?
I returned everything.
I know, I didn't say you didn't.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the sheet music, it was obviously used... to cut up your marijuana or something. Like, it smells really bad, like marijuana. You know? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't do that. I'm saying that you can't do that. You can't use our sheet music to do whatever it is you do with marijuana, because...
We don't use marijuana. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then how come your sheet music that you returned, it smells like marijuana really bad?
I have no idea. Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're the one who's... I can barely read your handwriting, and like, you can't even keep your phone number...
What does it say? We don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. No,
we don't use marijuana.
Oh, you don't have to lie to me. Look, I'm not judging you. It's fine if you want to use marijuana.
Look, you jag-off, get off the phone!
What?
Leave her alone.
Hey, are you the one that uses marijuana, sir?
No, I'm not. And what are you going to do about it?
So is it her that uses the marijuana? Is she the one that uses marijuana?
No, she does not.
Oh, she does too, because we can smell it on this paper that she turned in.
That means shit. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, where else did it come from? I know it came from your house.
What?
You guys are in a drug den or something.
No. You know what? Don't call here anymore.
Well, don't check out music from us if you're going to use the sheet music to cut up your marijuana.
Oh, come on.
Look, we know...
It's ridiculous. But what instrument do you play?
I don't play an instrument. I just work here.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to call the police.
Why? Stop why? Why would you do that? You're going to call the police on yourself for smoking marijuana?
We are senior citizens. I've been a member of the orchestra for 30 years, 29 years. What are you talking about?
Senior citizens can be drug abusers, too.
We're not drug abusers.
I don't know.
I'm going to report you to the board. Okay, don't...
Oh, hey, you know what? The board can kiss my ass. Whoa. I got called a jag-off. Who the hell says jag-off except JAG TV. Okay, I'm almost done with this list already because people either aren't answering or I can't read their phone numbers. Next, we're going to call Rebecca. She plays a violin. I think this orchestra has enough goddamn violin players. They ought to just start turning them away. Be like, oh, we have enough of those. Learn to play something else, loser.
Hello, you've reached Becca. Leave me a message and I'll...
Next is Paul. Paul plays a horn. Just a horn.
This is Paul.
Hello, Paul. This is Roy from the...
Hi.
Hi. And it looks like you checked out some sheet music from us a couple months ago in November.
I turned it all back in.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say you didn't.
At the end of the concert?
What?
At the end of the last concert?
Yeah. Yeah, we received the music back, but the thing is, like, I don't know if you're just a practical jokester or something, but it looks like you took white out, and you whited out all the notes, and then you wrote in new notes so that the next person playing would mess up really bad. That wasn't a nice thing to do.
I don't know what... I don't have any recollection of doing anything like that.
Oh.
Are you sure you have the right person?
Yeah, definitely.
Fourth horn?
Paul.
Fourth horn?
Yeah, fourth horn, it says on here. It has your phone number. But then, it's definitely the sheet music that you turned in. And I don't know, were you just off your meds that day? Because, oh my God, this sheet music's just ruined. Because you whited out all the notes and you wrote in new notes.
I did not do anything like that, and I resent the accusation.
And I played the notes that you wrote on here, and it sounds like crap. Like, you don't even know how to write music. I don't know if that was your intention, just to embarrass the next fourth... Oh, he's gone.
Your call has been...
Oh, Paul's hitting the fuck you button now. I guess I can't talk to him again. All right, last one. Really sloppy handwriting. I might have a wrong phone number here, but this is Kelly. She plays the trumpet. Trumpet 2.
Hello, you've reached Kelly. I'm unavailable to come to the...
And she's not there. Oh well, we had some fun with those. I really like the old man that called me a jagoff. That was my favorite, definitely, of this list. Thank you, anonymous submitter from November 18th, who sent me these two images. Those were a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to revisit this list. Maybe I'll call in the evening or on the weekends or something, where more people are likely to answer, because there were a ton of people in here that didn't answer. List was pretty big. So yeah, I'll definitely revisit this list sometime soon. We'll get some more lols out of it. Hopefully you're still a listener, and, you know, you'll get to hear these. Or these people will come into your shop or whatever it is and yell about Roy being an asshole to him, and that'll make him start listening again, whoever submitted these. I think that's going to do it for today's show. It's been over an hour now, so it's time to quit. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks, Tombstone, for sponsoring the show today. Thanks, Mistress Morgan, for not canceling your Patreon yet. And thank you, anonymous person who submitted this list of symphony checkout numbers, or whatever the hell it is. Be sure to visit phonelosers.org, and hopefully it will be working. If it's not, though, there's always facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and, of course, support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. Everyone have a happy Monday, because it's definitely Monday today. It's not Tuesday. I'm not releasing this a day later than I started, that's for sure. So have a happy Monday. Bye, everyone. See you next time. We're going to end the show with a song request by my Uncle Scott. I guess because I played the opening clip from Audrey in National Lampoon's European Vacation on the last show. Must have opened up a bunch of old memories or wounds or whatever from Uncle Scott, and he wants me to play the closing song from that movie. So this is some artist called Lindsey Buckingham. We've all heard of that person, of course. Here you go, Uncle Scott. Enjoy. This is Dancing Across the USA.
We went dancing across the USA. Just stay and stay. much passion, too much play. We went dancing, dancing, dancing across the USA.
Look, you jag off. Get off the phone.